Audio Renaissance presents Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance by Robert M. Persig. Read for you by Michael Kramer.
Author Robert M. Persig begins Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance with this foreword. What follows is based on actual occurrences. Although much has been changed for rhetorical purposes, it must be regarded in its essence as fact. However, it should in no way be associated with that great body of factual information relating to orthodox Zen Buddhist practice. It's not very factual on motorcycles either.
And what is good, Phaedrus? And what is not good? Need we ask anyone to tell us these things? Part 1. Chapter 1. I can see by my watch, without taking my hand from the left grip of the cycle, that it is 8:30 in the morning. The wind, even at 60 miles an hour, is warm and humid. When it's this hot and muggy at 8:30, I'm wondering what it's going to be like in the afternoon. In the wind are pungent odors from the marshes by the road. We are in an area of the central plains filled with thousands of duck-hunting sloughs, heading northwest from Minneapolis toward the Dakotas. This highway is an old concrete two-laner that hasn't had much traffic since a four-laner went in parallel to it several years ago. When we pass a marsh, the air suddenly becomes cooler. Then, when we are past, it suddenly warms up again. I'm happy to be riding back into this country.